I notice, however, that I think Errol saved his favorite topic for himself. Well, I do. That's the privilege of the editor.
When you ask about, well, when you ask about discoveries, essentially I discovered something in my own chapter because I was trying to figure out how to deal with it. The Hiding Carter book had a chapter just on Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
A woman named Lorraine Gouraud did something on Mardi Gras. And we have so many topics. And what I decided was not to do a chapter on Mardi Gras per se, but on celebrations. But the point I try to make and the argument that I make is that that chapter starts off talking about the night of the very first Comus Parade in 1857. And it says New Orleans was over a century old at this time, but that was really the night. You can almost pinpoint the moment. 9 o'clock that night was the night that the New Orleans-style celebration was born.
Uh-huh.
With the Comus Parade, because from that emerged something. It emerged, first of all, a carnival, a template for carnival, which would ultimately be the North American model for carnival and the model that all of Mardi Gras uses today. You know, the use of the word crew, the use of the word float. And so from Comus came a style for the New Orleans style of celebration, which is imitated in many ways beyond Mardi Gras. At Halloween, the crew de boue. Okay.
Yeah.
At the St. Patrick's Day, the Irish parade, you know, they're in floats, you know, with the leprechaun and they're throwing cabbage. I mean, where do they get those kind of ideas from? And so anytime a celebration is influenced very much by Mardi Gras. And then the other thing, the argument I make is that the two big influences on the way we celebrate New Orleans are Mardi Gras and Jazz Fest.
Yes.
And that what Jazz Fest did is it kept a lot of forms of music relevant. Okay. Like, I doubt that there would be as many groups singing gospel today as it wouldn't be if it wasn't for Jazz Fest. And the same thing with Cajun and Zydeco, that there are some things that exist because the Jazz Fest, every year gives them that big stage
right.
to perform. I think the Jazz Fest has created a revival of the Mardi Gras Indians. You know, it used to be the Indians would perform on Mardi Gras and then again around St. Joseph's Day. But now, you know, because of the Jazz Fest. And so I think those two institutions, something has melded together that is really and so working on this and kind of thinking through it was sort of a discovery for me.
Right.